fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high old silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, Victor! I'm Silver!
Mud Flats had been a good place to live when Bart Goodwin represented the law. Then a lawless element moved in and defeated Bart for the office of sheriff. After that, Mud Flats became a haven for all kinds of outlaws, gamblers, and confidence men. It was difficult for Bart and his wife to convince their 16-year-old son that crime did not pay. They were worried about the boy. Their worries reached a climax when they waited hours one morning for Tommy to return from an errand. Finally, Bart went to look for Tommy. He found him, trudging dejectedly along the dusty street.
Tommy! Where in thunder have you been? It didn't take you 4 hours to hand that cash to the storekeeper.
No, it didn't.
You paid him, did you?
I was going to.
Did you or didn't you?
No.
Oh, son, we had to pay that bill, or we won't get any more credit at the store.
I know it, Pa.
Why didn't you pay? Where have you been all this time?
I met Harve Riggs.
Riggs? That gambling crook?
Yeah, he stopped and spoke to me, and we got talking. He said some mighty fine things about you, Pa.
Yeah. Then he got you to gambling and took the cash.
Not at first. You see, we just cut cards for high cards, for a nickel.
For a nickel a cut, yeah.
Yeah, and I won. I won almost a dollar. And then, well, he said I had to give him a chance to get the dollar back.
You dirty, scheming poor kid.
I still don't know how it happened, Pa, but the first thing I knew, we were sort of cutting for more and more money, and next thing I knew, I was broke.
You go on home.
Pa, I didn't mean
to. You go on home and tell your mother I'll be along in a little while. I'm going to call on Harve Riggs.
It just about cleans you out, partner. Sorry.
Yeah, you look sorry, Riggs.
Drop in again sometime. I'll give you a chance to win your money back.
Next time I have cash, I'll know enough to keep out of this place.
Goodbye. Good luck to you.
Yeah. Good luck don't mean a thing around a place like this.
Riggs, I want to speak to you.
Well, Bart Goodwin. Have a chair, Bart.
What the money you stole from Tommy?
Afraid you're barking up the wrong tree, Goodwin. I never stole a cent in my life.
Maybe you don't consider it stealing when you take it from a kid in a crooked card game.
Just a minute, Goodwin. When a man says my games are crooked, I expect him to either prove it or be prepared to defend himself.
Prove it, eh? All right. I have just $5 here. Deal a card, Jim.
$5.
You expect me to play for $5?
Deal the cards, Riggs. Don't try any monkey shine.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto had gone to Mud Flats to see if the stories they had heard were founded on fact. The Lone Ranger wore no mask as he stood in one corner of Harve Riggs' gambling casino. He was disguised as a prospector, but his familiar guns were in place on his hips.
This town's even worse than I thought.
And this not only gambling place.
No, Tonto. There are at least three others. This is the biggest. The other places are comparatively small. They're all crooked.
Plenty men get cheated. Why them not complain?
Well, most of them are crooks playing with stolen money. If they complained about Riggs' games, Riggs would have the sheriff run them out of town. They take their losses without complaining, because this town is a sanctuary.
No, me savvy.
Tonto, I think I know a man who can help us clean up Mud Flats.
Oh, who that?
Our old friend, Barnaby Boggs.
Oh, me know.
Sure you do. Before he reformed, he was a confidence man. Before that, a rainmaker. At one time in his career, he could do things with a deck of cards.
Him live half day ride from here.
Start now, Kimosabe. Ride to his farm and ask him to come here.
Ah, me go.
Hey, you crook! Ah,
Wait, Tonto. Trouble over there.
Boys, here's proof Riggs is a crook.
That's Bart Goodwin, the former sheriff.
Oh, Bart, don't start anything you can't say. Don't worry, I won't. I've got you, Riggs. Got you with the goods.
I'm going to get into this, Tonto.
You ask for this, Goodwin. You ask for it and you're going to get it. You don't dare shoot me. I'm not armed.
I don't, that. I'll show you what I dare to do.
Why, you hear, man?
Oh, no, you don't.
Stop!
Where'd he come from?
You're asking for trouble, mister.
I'll follow up if anyone starts gunplay. Are you hit hard, Goodwin?
Just brushing the shoulder.
Take him out the back door, Tonto.
You come now.
I'll get you, mister. I don't know who you are, but I'll teach you that it's not smart to interfere with things that go on in my place.
I'll be interested in your instructions, Riggs. But for the present, just stand as you are, with your hand near your shoulders. That goes for all of you.
As for you, Goodwin, you better stay away from here.
Tonto, see that Goodwin gets home. After that, I'll meet you in camp.
Miss Harvey.
Any of you want to stop any lead? Try this door.
You ride double with
me. I don't know who you are, mister, but Riggs was aiming that second shot to kill.
Get going, Tonto. Should it be full?
Get him up, Scout.
After taking Bart Goodwin to his home, Tonto joined the Lone Ranger in a small camp near town, then set out to get Barnaby Boggs. That evening found Bart and his wife engaged in a serious discussion. The former sheriff's face was grim.
That Indian sure fixed my wound up in great shape.
I'm glad of that, Bart.
You said there was something you wanted to tell me.
Yes, there is. Bart, we're in a bad way. No money, and the store won't give us any more credit.
It's gotten so an honest man can't earn a living in Mud Flats.
That's just the point. We gotta leave.
Leave Mud Flats? But, Jane, this is our home.
Yes, I know it is, Bart. It's been our home, but we can't stay here. Even if it weren't for the money problem. You saw what Tommy did today. This town's made a gambler out of my boy.
Oh, Ma.
Tommy.
If I'm the cause of breaking up our home and moving...
I didn't know you were over there, son.
Just came out of the bedroom. I couldn't help hearing what you were saying.
No one's blaming you, son. Riggs is so slick that full-grown men are taken in by him. We're not leaving here because of you.
Then you will leave.
I guess we'll have to. The gamblers have taken over the town.
But, Pa, you figured to stick it out until the next election.
I'll sure hate to leave. Dad ratted I helped make this town.
But it's not the town you made, Bart.
Jim, you won't be looking on me as a quitter if I leave.
Of course not.
May I come in?
Bart, ask me.
Oh, I'll get you a gun.
Now, take it easy, son.
Please don't be alarmed.
You've changed your clothes, Mr. Ed. You're wearing a mask, but there's no mistaking your voice.
Bart, who is it?
Jim, this is the man that kept Riggs from killing me.
Oh, gosh. Pa told us about you, mister.
We're greatly indebted to you, even though you are dodging the law.
But I'm not dodging the law.
Mister is a sheriff. I got to know men pretty well. I could size them up and decide whether they were on the level of crooked. I can still do it. You're not crooked, and I doubt if you're dodging the law.
Thanks, Bart. I came to tell you about a plan to clean up Mud Flats.
We're leaving here.
Leaving?
We can't hang on any longer. It's hopeless.
Bart, I know more about you than you know about me. I know your record as a lawman. You're not going to quit now, are you?
Will I?
Someone must stay and fight Riggs and Blind and all of their friends.
Bart can't do anything alone.
You'll not be alone. Bart, if you'd given up so easily 20 years ago, Mud Flats never would have been founded. The Indians would have still lived here. Are you going to let crooks and gamblers conquer you as you conquered the Indians?
I'd stay if there was anything I could do, if there was any chance.
There is. You can stay here and be the next sheriff.
And who'd vote for me?
All those who remain after the crooks leave town.
There wouldn't be many folks left.
Others would come in. Good citizens like you, if the town were safe for them.
You don't know what you're asking.
I'm asking Bart Goodwin to stick.
Who could that be?
I heard several horses rein up in front a minute ago.
Just a minute. I don't want to be seen here. I'll go out the back way. I left my horse behind the house. Remember, Bart, no matter what happens, stay here and fight. You'll have help.
Open up, Jerry.
I'll get it.
Open up. This is the law talking.
The law?
Andy Blind, that crooked sheriff.
What do you want, Blind?
I'm here in my official capacity as sheriff. Come on in, boys. You too, Riggs.
Riggs, you get out of this house. Get out of here.
You'll not be here long.
What do you want?
You. Sorry, Goodwin, but I've got a warrant for your arrest on charges of disturbing the peace, inciting a riot, and the attempted murder of Harvey Riggs.
No, no.
That's a pack of lies.
There's witnesses to it.
Witnesses. Your own men who'd lie any way you want them to.
I'll have to lock you up, Goodwin. It'll be up to a jury to decide whether you're innocent or guilty.
With you and Riggs running this town, I know what that decision would be. I'll be lucky if I don't hang.
Take him away, Blind.
Pa, don't let him arrest you. You won't have a chance.
So, this is your way of getting even, Riggs?
Maybe when you're in jail, you'll tell about that friend of yours. There's a warrant out for his arrest, as well as the Indian who was with him. Come on, Bart.
Wait a minute. Don't lock him up. Riggs, listen to me. Tear up that warrant and we'll leave town.
Now, that's
not... Just a minute, Sheriff.
What was that you said, Mrs. Gooden?
Bart has been a thorn in your side all along. Tell the sheriff to let him go and we'll leave Mud Flats.
What about it, Goodwin?
Pa, you can't be a quitter.
You've got to quit, Bart. Once they get you in jail, there's no telling what'll happen.
I'm waiting for you to speak, Goodwin.
Jim, I'm remembering what that masked man said. He's on our side.
Yes, but you...
I've seen him in action. I heard him call his horse Silver and his Indian friend Tonto. Jane, I know who that man is. And I'm taking him at his word. I'm going to see this through.
But Bob...
Come on, Blind. Take me to jail. We'll see what happens next.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. When the town of Mud Flats went under the domination of the gambling element and became a sanctuary for all kinds of crooks, Bart Goodwin was replaced as sheriff, then threatened with jail on trumped-up charges. Rather than leave the town he'd helped to build, Bart permitted himself to be locked up to await trial. Meanwhile, Tonto rode into the Lone Ranger's camp with an old friend, Barnaby Boggs.
Howdy, mister. Howdy.
Howdy, Barnaby.
Tonto said you needed me.
Yes, I do, Barnaby.
Well, I owe you more than I can ever repay. Indeed, I do. I'm your willing and humble servant.
Boggs, there was a time when you played cards for a living.
I'm ashamed of those days.
You've heard of the gambling here in Mud Flats, haven't you?
Yes, indeed I have.
It's crooked, Boggs. There are several small gambling places and the big casino. There's not an honest game in town. I wonder if you could win against those games.
You mean I'd be at liberty to use all of the tricks of my erstwhile trade?
There's just one objective. Break the game. You start with Maxie Blenheim.
Barnaby Boggs started playing modestly in a small gambling room operated by Maxie Blenheim. He soon learned the sort of game that was played and then increased his bets.
Go as high as you want, Boggs.
Well, a man after my own heart. Yes, indeed. Your deal, Blenheim. Your deal, then my deal. You call it luck. My dear sir, this is a game of skill.
Skill, my eye.
Shall we double the stakes? I'll call you, my friend. Oh, four kings, huh? Very good hand, Maxie. Under most conditions, four kings would win. But I have four aces.
You can't have four aces.
The hand is quicker than the eye, Maxie. I took the fourth ace from your sleeve while you were lighting my cigar.
You can't get away with it. No man can come in here and clean me out.
You still have this building and its equipment. Perhaps you'd like to cut cards. Your property against my winnings.
All right. Here's a deed to my property. Here are the cards. Cut them, Boggs. And see that you don't take over half the deck.
You know, Maxie, I've heard of decks that are rigged so as the high cards are just a mite longer than the others. A man knowing that cuts the cards by gripping the ends instead of the sides. Why, I do declare, I think I feel a long card right now. Let's see. Sure enough, the ace of spades. Well, can't beat that, Maxie.
Gosh, you're clean.
Cheer up, Maxie. You're just the first one. I have plans to take all of you tinhorns before I leave your community. Now, I think I'll be going.
You're not going anywhere. Put down that cash.
You heard what Maxie said. Put it down. Then come with me. We'll take a little walk.
This way, Boggs.
Over there. A masked man.
Get him.
No, you don't. Shut out the rest of the lights.
Stop him. Get him. Don't let anybody out of here.
The lights. I can't see anything.
Look out. Hold your fire.
Don't shoot.
It's me you're holding.
The accurate shooting of the Lone Ranger and Tonto smashed all the lanterns in the place. There was wild confusion in the darkness, and during that confusion, the masked man guided Barnaby Boggs and his winnings through a rear door to freedom. The following morning found the Lone Ranger miles away from the town of Mud Flats in a camp of Texas Rangers. Captain Clark looked at a silver bullet, then at the masked man who had given it to him. After a lengthy pause, he spoke.
I'm familiar with the situation at Mud Flats. I've been hoping something could be done about it.
Something can be done, Captain Clark, but your help is needed.
You must know the law.
I do.
Texas Rangers can act only on word from the governor. And the governor will not send for us except when requested by the sheriff of the community that needs help.
Captain Clark, there are times when the law is controlled by the wrong people. That's the situation in Mud Flats. If you'll help me with my plan, I think we can return Bart Goodwin to his office.
You mean my men and I are to act without word from the governor?
I think the end will justify the means.
Tell me what you have in mind.
Harvey Riggs operates the big casino.
I know it does.
Last night, one of the smaller establishments was cleaned out. Tonight, we're going to attack the second. And after that, I think there'll be fireworks. That's when you and your men are going to be needed.
That night, a rumor got started in the town of Mud Flats. No one except the Lone Ranger and Tonto knew how that rumor began.
Riggs wants a monopoly. He's out to break us.
The rumor began as a whisper, then grew to low-voiced mutters that increased to angry threats.
Boys, we don't ever have to take that sort of thing. Not even from Harvey Riggs.
That's what I say. If we had proof that he was back in Boggs...
Let's get proof.
How'll we get it?
I'll tell you how. We keep an eye on Boggs and Riggs. If we see Boggs talking to any of Riggs's men, or Riggs talking to that masked man who helped out Boggs, we'll find out what's...
Hey, boys! Steve, Maxie!
What's the trouble?
Where you been? What's all the excitement?
Now listen, the fat man's come to town again.
Boggs?
Yeah.
Where is he?
He headed straight for the casino.
You hear that, boys? Boggs is going to talk to Riggs. We get all the men together and be ready for anything that happens.
Watching from the darkness, the Lone Ranger and Tonto saw a group of men from the several gambling places in Mud Flats heading with purposeful strides toward the Riggs Casino.
There they go, Tonto.
Ah. You think things work out as you hope?
If Bose can handle his part properly, I'm sure they will.
Captain Clark, Texas Rangers nearby.
Yes. They'll move in at the first sign of shooting.
Gamblers go into casino now.
As soon as Boggs sees them, he'll approach Riggs.
Hey, Riggs. Look at who's over there in the corner.
There. Yeah. That's Jim.
His name's Boggs. He's the one that cleaned out Maxie.
Coming over here. Looks as if he wants to talk to me.
Good evening, sir. Top of the evening to you. I believe I have the honor of addressing Harvey Riggs.
You have?
Boggs is the name. Barnaby Boggs. I'd like a word with you in private. Your office, let us say.
Very well.
But Sheriff Blind will go with us.
I'd like to have a witness when I talk to strangers.
Well, that's agreeable. I'm glad to know you, Sheriff Blind.
Same. My office is back this way.
We heard about what you did to Maxie last
night. Maxie, look. Boggs and Riggs are going into the office.
Dad, rat it. We can't hear what goes on.
Why can't we? Let's go around the outside and get close to the window.
And now you're talking. Pass the word to all the boys to be ready for trouble.
Here's the office, Mr. Boggs.
Oh, yes. Why, it's stuffy in here. Can't we have the window open?
Go ahead, Blind. Open it up.
Right.
Now, Boggs, what's on your mind?
Well, Riggs, I did all right last night. I guess you heard.
Yes, I did.
It's all in knowing how those tinhorns try to cheat. Maxie is a pushover.
Yeah?
And here's the deed to Maxie's place, and here's the cash I won.
Gosh, all that?
Of course, I deducted my commission.
Your commission?
10% of all I won. I think you'll have better luck operating that place than Maxie had.
I had nothing.
Tonight, I plan to clean out Sneed. Of course, there may be a little difficulty getting away. You'd better send a few men to cover my exit.
You hear that, boys?
What's that?
It's me.
The window.
Oh, my.
Come on, boys. We got proof that Rick sent Boggs to bust.
And what does this mean? Now, wait a minute. Listen to me.
You can't come in that window.
No.
Now, wait. Hold on. Listen to me. It's a frame of
it. Come on, boys. We got the proof. Now, take this place apart.
Organized as a fighting unit, the operators of the smaller gambling establishments and the men who worked for them went to work on Riggs Casino. Guns blazed, bottles, fixtures, and mirrors were shattered. Furniture was splintered. It was a free-for-all fight such as Mud Flats had never seen. During the brawl, Bob slipped away and joined the Lone Ranger and Tonto. When the fight was at a peak, the Texas Rangers burst through the batwing doors with guns drawn.
That'll do. Stop the fighting.
Grab those guns. Get your hands up.
Texas Rangers? Texas Rangers? Who's in for them?
The sheriff's the only one who could send for them.
Line up there so we can look you over. Well, seems to me there are a number of men in this room who are wanted by the law. Lefty Sneed, for one.
Lying, you double-crossing...
Shut up! There's Pete Jones. Scar Bates. Mel Doyle.
Boys, it looks like we've got cards and spades and the big casino.
It was midnight when Bart Goodwin entered his home and called out with a hearty cry.
Gee, Tommy, where are you? Wake up, get out of bed, come here.
Oh, Bart.
Come in here, both of you, hear the news.
Charlie, what's the matter? Oh, what's happened?
Bart, have you broke out of jail?
Not on your life. Look here, Jane.
The sheriff's badge.
Oh, Paul, what happened?
This is the greatest night Bud Flats has ever seen. It started with a fight in the casino. Rick's place was completely wrecked by the time the Texas Rangers got there.
The Texas Rangers?
That's right, son. They took things in hand in short order. They arrested half a dozen of men that are wanted by the law. The rest of the cutthroats cleared out.
But, Bart, the sheriff's badge,
how... That's right, honey. A committee of citizens came and took me out of jail. You see, Andy Blind left town with a lot of others.
He did?
He didn't dare stay around. With so many men in town wanted by the law, he couldn't deny sending for the Texas Rangers without explaining why. And a lot of the men who got away thinking he's the one that sent for the Rangers will shoot him on sight for double-crossing them.
Oh, Bart. Bart, you're all that matters to me. You're out of jail. You're free and you're sheriff again.
Oh, Jane, you won't know Mud Flats in the morning. There's been an awful lot of people leave town sudden. But those that are left are our kind of people.
It's all so sudden. But if Andy Blind didn't send for the Texas Rangers, who did?
Well, Jane, maybe their coming here wasn't exactly regular according to the book, but the only ones that have a complaint are the crooks, and I don't think they'll have much to say about it. You see, the whole thing was worked out by the Lone Ranger.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.